Okay, you put right in.
We have a few large amudim coming up. Just to reiterate, so we're not going to rush to make sure we finish every amud. I assume we're not going to finish less than half an amud each time, or three quarters of an amud, and eventually we'll catch up one way or the other. We're arguing on Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, Tana Rabban. Tana Rabban. And a spouse or she have in a sleep of Shammai. Abashol Omer Simin Ludover. A person who davens has to direct his heart to Shammai. In other words, that he has to daven L'shem Shammayim, and some say for the sake of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, Tzoras Hashchina. It's a higher idea that when Jews are Bitzara, the Rabbanu Shel Olam is Bitzara. The Shechina is in Galus, and the Shechina has Tzar when you didn't have Tzar. So you have him leave, as leave all the Shammai. Abishol Omer Simen Ledover. Talk in Libon, Takshivos Necho. Right? If they prepare their hearts and daven with Kavana, then Takshivos Necho, then your ears will hear. Tanya Omer Yehuda, Kachoyim in Hagos Rabbi Akiva. This is what Rabbi Akiva used to daven. Shoy Mispalim at Tzibur. When he davened together with the tzibur, ha'yim atatzer va'olim et neitorach ha'tzibur. So he wouldn't daven an extra long Shmoneh Esrei, he would daven shorter because of Torah ha'tzibur. What the Torah ha'tzibur was, a few different opinions. One is that they used to wait for him to daven. So if he davened extra long, it was a tircha de tzibur. So they used to wait for the gadol hakal. That's what's it called, the Rabbeinu Yonah says. And it's talking that he was Makatzer, not that he davened the Shmoneh Esrei shorter. He davened the Shmoneh Esrei the way he's supposed to daven Shmoneh Esrei. But he would say less Tachanunim at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, that he would normally say if he was davening without them waiting for him. Others say that the minig used to be, they used to wait for everybody to finish before they would start Chazoras HaShatz. So it wasn't only because Rabbi Akiva happened to be the God Lakah, they waited for everybody. And Taka, halacha-wise, we don't wait for everybody, for sure. And the minig is to wait for the morada asra of the place, but not for anybody else. There's anybody else who's davening, you don't wait for them. It's a tircha de tzibura to wait for anybody else. Okay, only a rav in his place do you wait for. Or if the gadol hador will be davening here also, you have to wait for him. He has a din, we'll see, like a morada asra. Others say that the reason that Rabbi Akiva was Makatzer B'tzibur was because of Yehura. Not that they didn't wait for him at all, but it looks like Gaiva if you daven extra long. And the Mechaber says, is talking where Rabbi Akiva was the Shliach Tzibur. Where he was the Shliach Tzibur, they had to wait for him because he couldn't start Chazoras HaShatz until he finished. So then he was Makatzer. Okay. But, Shoyi Mispal, they know the Bein Atzmo, but when he davened by himself, They left him in one corner, and when he came back, they found him in another corner. He used to bow so much that he used to move around the room. Okay. Let's just see Rashi, and then we'll... Im tochin libon, oz takshivos necho. If they prepare their hearts and daven with kavana, then you will listen. Well, so nice pshat, where they used to leave him in one corner and find him in another corner. It says that, what's it called? If you want to get rich, you should daven towards the north. If you want to get chokhmah, you should daven towards the south. So the Kiva used to start Shmoneh Esrei in one corner, right, for Dvorim Gashmim. By the time he finished, he was totally in a different corner, what's it called, davening only for Dvorim Ruchnim. That even the Gashmias became Ruchnias by him. Then what's it called? And these kriyas v'hishtachavoyos, we already learned that you're not allowed to bow, not at the beginning of the bracha, except where you have to bow, nor at the end of any bracha. So he used to bow. These kriyas v'hishtachavoyos were in the middle of the brachas, not the beginning and not in the and in the end. Tosus over here speaks about that. Okay. Omer Abchi of Arava, La'ola Mispal on the Vais Sheish Bochalonos. Person should always daven in a room that has windows. Shenemar Vechadin Psichon Lei. By Daniel it says he used to daven in a room and there were windows open. Yochel Spalovin, wait a second. So now, what's the reason for davening in a place with windows, and where does it apply? So the Rashi says, Okay, in any case, it's what's it called? One of the reasons is because when there's windows, you'll have more kavana. Because it says you have to mechaven libo l'shamayim, you look up into the heavens. Right? You look up into the heavens, you'll feel you're davening l'shamayim. The only problem with that is that, and according to that Tam, the Torah says, then the tefillah should be, the window should be where you're, the direction you're davening. So you can look out the window when you're davening. But they ask, it says, when a person davens, his eyes should be down. Right? The Gemara says, not looking up out the window. So they say what Rashi means is not that during Shemoneh Esrei you look out the window, but before you come to what's it called, to start Shemoneh Esrei, you look out the window and get your kavanah that you're davening the Shemayim, and then the rest of Shemoneh Esrei you look down. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that a second pshat, that one pshat is that there should be more light. The more light there is, the more you're able to see what you're davening, and also you feel more kavanah. Second pshat, Rabbeinu Yonah says that the windows should be towards Yerushalayim, so you can have kavanah, you're davening towards Yerushalayim. The Rambam has a tshuva also like that, and therefore he says it's only in your house that you need the windows, not in the shul. In the shul anyway, you have kavanah, you're davening towards Yerushalayim. When you're in your house, you don't have that feeling, so you need the windows to give you that feeling. That's what the Rambam says in a tshuva. In Mishnah Torah, he doesn't mention any difference between a shul and a house. There's an Indian to have windows. In fact, the Zohar says that it could be only talking about shul. You should have in a place where there's 12 windows, and you don't have to all be in the same direction. And the reason for the 12 windows is, okay, the Zohar is that there were 12 different pathways in Shemayim for tefillahs. That's why there were 12 different ischals, one for every shaven. So just like in Shemayim, there's a window where the tefillahs go. Here you have to have a symbol of that there's a window. The tefillahs go someplace. They have to get out of so at least if they didn't, I don't know if the window has to be opened, right? But at least it has to be transparent so you feel your tefillahs are going someplace and it's connected, the windows in Shemayim. According to that, Lechora, it says that just like in the Beis HaKnesses, B'Shemayim, there are windows, so too over here, so it could be it's only in the shul. It's the opposite of what we said before, that it's only in the house. Here it could be it's only in the shul. Those are the reasons for windows. And according to the different reasons, depends if the window has to be in the direction you're davening, or even the bechlal, that the room has windows. Okay. Yochol yispal odem kol hayom kulo. I think a person should daven all day. Kvar beforish al yedei Daniel. We learn from Daniel that the ikar three times. Zim nitalta, even though plasa, even though what's it called, Daniel, was a model. We learned many things from Daniel. He only davened three times. Yochel mishabola gola huchla, right? Kvar. Right? Maybe that was only when he came into Golis that he davened three times. Before that, when he was in Eretz Yisrael, he said davened much more. Kvar nemar dihu avad min kadmas v'na. That's how he davened before too. Yochel yispal odem lechol rosh yirtza. I think a person can daven in any direction he wants. Talmud Lomar, Neged Yerushalayim. It says also by Daniel, he davened towards Yerushalayim. Yochel yehekol olam v'vasachas. Maybe he could daven three times and daven altogether. You don't have to daven three different times in the day. You just have to daven three times. So you can daven three times, one after the other. Kvar mefurish al yedei David. You'll see the erev avoker v'tzoroi. The three times of tefillah should be three different times in the day. These halachas we know from other places also. But we see from here in a simple way that this is the basic structure of tefillah. Yochel yashmiya kolo b'tefillasam. I think they should raise your voice when you daven Shemoneh Esrei. Kvar mefurish al yedei chana. Shenemar v'kolo lo yishama. She didn't raise her voice. So some say, l'chor, what's the raya from chana? Maybe she didn't raise her voice when she davened because Eli was there and called the isha erva. So some say that, first of all, like we said before, that it's called dibur, right, where she's not singing is not a problem. According to those that say, what's it called, that even a speaking voice is a problem, here she was crying. And a crying woman is not an erva. And what's it called? Others say that since there was Ema in the Mishkan, Ema the Shechina also, there was no problem of listening to a call Isha. Right? And Eli wasn't necessarily davening at the time or whatever. It's a Shaila of Yetzer Hara, and that didn't apply there. But the main answer is that what's it called? That it wasn't a call Zemer altogether, wasn't a singing voice. And the other things apply where even if you hold that a speaking voice is also, in those situations it's not. Okay. Yochol Yishol Adam Tzrocho V'Yachrecha Yispal. I may think that a person should first ask what he wants and then say Shevach. Yispal means over here say Shevach on the Rabban Shlom. Kvar Mefurish Ha'idei Shlomo. Shenemar L'Shmuel Harina V'Yal HaTfila. Rina Zu Tfila. Tfila Zu Bakasha. Rina is the Tfila of Shevach. And Tfila is where you ask for things. So first comes the Rina. First you praise the Rabban Shalom. And then you ask for what you have to ask. We'll have a sugya later on that speaks about this specifically, and then we'll explain it over there, why the shevach has to come before the bakasha. Feels about Ein Omer Dover, bakasha acher emes v'yatzi. Right? But before Shemona Esrei, you don't have any bakashas. Okay? And even in the first three brachas, we'll see of Shemona Esrei, no bakashas. Okay? Leading up to Shemona Esrei is only Sheva. The first three brachas are only Sheva. Then you ask what you have to ask. After you finish Shemona Esrei, in the Tachanunim at the end, you could, what's it called, ask for anything you want, even like the Seder of Vidu and Yom Kippur. Right, even though it says that a person should ask his tzrachim and shomei tefila, that doesn't come to exclude that at the end of Shemona Esrei you can't ask for more. Zimnin klasa shachas mincha v'yarvus yochum mishabal legola huchla hatfila hazos huchla k'mal nischala. He got weaker. Aval kodem v'chein lo hayuragil b'kach. Right, what's it called? Maybe only. When he came to Golas, so he davened like this, what's it called, and all of these halachas, all of these things he did, took place then, took effect then. So Moshe says, no, it says in the Pasuk, that's how he used to daven when he was in Yerushalayim too. It's talking about how they set up the tefillah, not what you should do. Obviously, once the tefillah is set up, there's an order. But why did they make the order like that? Why didn't they make the order that first you ask, and then you mishabeach the Rabban Shalom? They should have made the first three brachas not be the first three brachas. Rina zu tefillah shel shevach. Bakasha shelas tzrachim. Acher emes v'yatzi, kodem gimel rishonos, before the first three brachas. And during the first three brachas, you don't ask for anything. And then you ask in the middle brachas of Shemona Esrei. Okay, Omer Rav HaMenuna, Kama Hilchasa Kudrosa Ika L'Mishma Mehani Kroy D'Chana. You can learn a lot of halachas from the Tfilah of Chana. One, V'Chana Hi Medaberes Al-Liba, Mikana Mispaus Ashor Shechav In-Liba. She's speaking to her heart, meaning she had Kavan. A person who is davens has to direct his heart towards what he's davening. Rak Shvaseh Ha-Nos, Mikana Mispaus Sheyachtoch Bisvaseh. Right? You have to enunciate the words. Yeah, you have to bring them out with your lips. Because it says, Raks Vasera knows, but her lips were moving. Okay, she wasn't just thinking the tefillah. She was saying. The kolo lo yishma mikan shoso lahagbiya kolo tefillah. So you have to say it, but not out loud. Not too loud. And we already learned what's not considered too loud, two different machloks, whether each one asks for you should at least hear yourself, but not louder than that, somebody else shouldn't hear, or even as some sheet is old, that you have to say it, but even low enough that you can't hear it. And here we learn that a shikra is not allowed to daven, and we'll save until we get to Erevin to go through all the halachas, since it's only mentioned over here, what's it called, agav. We're not going to mention all the halachas of a shikra daven, except what Tosis brings down, that's for Shemona Esrei. But Dirkas Hamazon, a shikr could say Dirkas Hamazon. You're allowed to bench if you're a shikr. There's different halachas, how much of a shikr you are for brachas, for Shemona Esrei, or whatever, but it's worse You have to be less of a shikr not to be able to daven Shmoneh Esrei than to say other brachas or whatever. Vayomer Eleho Eli Ad Masay Tishdakri. We learned that from the fact that Eli told her, "What are you davening for? You're drunk." Omer Belozer Mikan Lero Bechadero Dover She'eno Hagun Tzorich Lo Chicho. You see, somebody did something that's not proper. You have to give them mussar. And Tosfos says, the Chor is a pasuk in the Torah. You have to give mussar if somebody does something wrong. But here, the chiddush is that even if they didn't do something that's an iser, they didn't do an aveira, they just did something she'eno hagum, wasn't proper, right, that also you have to give them mussar. And there's a shaila here, what exactly was the thing he gave her mussar for? Davening when she was a shikr, right, or being a shikr, right? According to Tosfos, Lechora, what's it called? Neither Tosfos just says, Afagad Aleke Surah Deoraisa. Right, ego isurah deraisa pshito chayach tochiachsi. Right, and isurah deraisa. So if you say that she davened when she was a shikr, that's at least an issur rabbana. Right, but if it's just being shikr, could be that's just a dover sheino hagun. There's no issur in the Torah to be shikr, as long as you don't do anything wrong. But it's still a dover sheino hagun. It's not even an issur rabbana. It's just not nice. Okay. Rashi. Tzorech lo dio haneched. No, we didn't do it yet. Okay. Katan chana vatomer lo adoni. Omer ula v'semer of Yosef Reb Chanina. Omer le lo adona tovedover ze. You are not my master in this thing. V'lo ruach hakodesh shoralecha. You obviously don't know what's going on, right? In this thing, ruach hakodesh is not. Didn't devolve upon you. Sha'ata choshdeni v'dover ze, because you suspect me of something that's wrong. Ikadi Amre, Hoki Amrele. This is what she said to him. Lo Adonata, Lav Ika Shchina, the Ruach HaKodesh, Gavok, Shedantani Lekavchova. You don't have the Shchina or Ruach HaKodesh with you because you were Danmi Lekavchova. Velo Dantani Lekavschus. Right? You weren't Danmi Lekavschus. You thought I was drunk. That's why I was davening the way I was. Milo Yodata, the Ishik Shas Ruach Anochi, the Yain Vesheker Lo Shasisi. I'm just very bitter. That's why I'm davening the way I am. Right, not because I drank. Omer Reb Elazar, mikan the nechshad the dover she'enbo shetzorech lehodil. Right, here also, somebody suspects you wrongly. You have to let him know that he suspected you wrongly, because like Chana told Eli that he suspected her wrongly, and it's similar to the isim the kiyan Hashem Israel. You shouldn't do something that people even suspect you of doing something wrong. Right, you have to be clean in the eyes of people too. But they say that here is a bigger chiddush. That's where you cause the other person to be choshed you. There you shouldn't cause somebody else to be choshed you. And if you did cause them, then for sure you have to rectify it. But here she didn't do anything to cause him. Right? She just davened. He assumed. Right? He was the one who assumed something he shouldn't have assumed. Even there, you should try to exonerate yourself. Okay, Rashi. Shetzorich lo dio hanech shetzorich lenakos etatzmo ulahadias choshdo sheinbo also dover meguna. Okay, this the Vilna Gaon here says what it means in b'charuach hakodesh the dover hazeh, that when she came in, so Eli looked at the urim v'tumim to see what was going on over here, and he saw the letters shin chaf reish, what's it called, a shin chaf reish hey, light up. So he said that she's a shikora, right? She's drunk. But the truth is that he didn't see well, because the Urim V'Tumim have two parts to them. One, that the letters light up, and then there's a Ruach HaKodesh that comes to put the letters in the right order. And the right order was not Shin Chof Reishe, but either Chof Shin Reishe Kshera or Kisara. Right? She's like Sara. She doesn't have children. She wants children. Or Kshera, she's an Isha Kshera, she's not that drunk. So that's why she said, obviously you don't have Ruach HaKodesh, because only half of the Ruach HaKodesh you had to see the letters light up, but you didn't get to see how they should be arranged. Okay, right. Al titenis amoscha l'fnei bas blial, that's what she said to Eli, don't make me like a bas blial to consider me a drunkard. Person who davens when they're shikr is like they're over the avodah zara. She described herself as what Eli thought she was doing, as Bas Blial, Uksiv Hosam, Yotzu Anoshim B'nei Blial Mikirbecha. Now, Lahalan Avodazorov, kind of Avodazorov, there it's talking about what's it called, Ir Hanidachas, B'nei Blial, and that refers to Avodazorov. So to over here, the same thing as Avodazorov davening when you're drunk. Vayan Eli Vayomer Lechi L'Shalom. On Rav Elazar, Mikan Lechoshet Es Chaveru B'dover She'en Bo Shetzorach L'Faiso V'lo Oda L'Shetzorach L'Varcho She'nemar V'lo Ke'Israel Yitein Hashem Asef. And we see from here also how Eli responded after she told him she was Choshet B'Ksherim. So he appeased her, right? And he also, what's it called, gave her a bracha. So if you suspect somebody wrongly, you should appease them and give them a bracha. Rashi, L'fnei Bas Blial, Al Titni K'Bas Blial L'Chashteni V'Shikris. Vatidor neder vatomer Hashem tzvakos Omer Reb Elazar miyom sheborah Hakadosh Baruch Hu asei olamo lo hoya adam shekoro Hakadosh Baruch Hu tzvos ad shebosa chana vekorosu tzvos. There was no one who referred to the Rabbanu Shalom as tzvos until Chana came and called the Rabbanu Shalom that name. And the Marsha points out doesn't mean that the Rabbanu Shalom was never referred to as tzvakos. There are many times in Tanakh before Chana that the Rabbanu Shalom is called Tzvakos, but no person ever called him Tzvakos. Okay, the Torah refers to him, the Navi refers to him as Tzvakos, but no person ever used that designation. Omer Chan Lothnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbanu Shalom, Nikol Tzvoi Tzvos, Shevorasa Bolomecha, from all the many hosts that you created in the world, Kosher Beinecha Shetitin Li Ben Echad, you can't spare one kid for me. Right? You created so many different things in the world, one child is too hard for you to give me. Right? The king made a tremendous banquet for his servants. And an oni came and he wanted a little food. Give me one crumb. They didn't pay attention to him. As he pushed his way in to the king, you made this big banquet, you can't give me one crumb. Rashi. Imra tiras. This is what she continued on in her tefillah. If you see, fine. Right? Omra balasa. What does that mean? Omra chanot nekodesh baruch. Ribonashon. Imra, if you'll see my plight and you'll answer me, fine. The imlav tira. If not, you'll see what I'm going to do. Right? If you answer me, fine. If not, then you'll see what I'm going to do. What I'm going to do. Eilech v'estater b'fnei al kona bali. I'll go and be miyachid in front of my husband Elkanah, right? The kivan de mistartarna mashkuli mesota, and since I'm going to be miyachid with a man who's not my husband, he's going to have to bring me to the kohen and make me go through the process of sota. So first of all, I have to understand what she can't be mistater b'fnei Elkanah bal, just mistater with another man. So what they explained was the following, that, and also you need kinui d'stira, you need that Elkanah has to warn her, right, in front of Edim, that she shouldn't be alone with a certain person. So what she's going to do is the following, I'm going to let my husband see that I'm getting very friendly with somebody. And then he's going to be Matana, me, right, and then I'm going to go and be nister with that person. And then he's going to have to bring me through the process of sota, okay. The iata osa torascha plaster, and after, and I know that I'm innocent, and you're not going to make your Torah a lie. Shenemar v'niksa v'nizra zera. If the woman's innocent, then she gets pregnant. So I'm going to force you to make me pregnant. The Chana said, right? I'm going to be alone with a man after kinui and stira for my husband, because first I'm going to be alone with him, and my husband's going to know about it. Make sure that he knows about it. Then he's going to be mekana me. Then I'm going to, what's it called, be alone with that man again. And then he's going to have to make this whole inyan of sota. And the Torah says that if the woman is innocent, she'll get pregnant. So that's, I'm going to force you to make me pregnant. You shouldn't make the Torah a lie. So Mar says, Hanichel man de'omrim hoisak hara nifkedes, shatter. According to the man de'omra that says, the niksa, the nizra zera means that if the woman's innocent, she'll get pregnant. So that's a good answer. Elo leman diomrim hoisi yoledes bitzar yoledes berevach nekevos yoldos shorim shorim yoldos levonim psorim yoldos aruchim ma'ik lememer. But the other man, there's another man diomrim says no, this is not, doesn't make the woman that she becomes pregnant if she couldn't become pregnant before. If she's a sota who's exonerated, she won't become pregnant if she couldn't become pregnant before. But if she, if in the past when she got pregnant, right, she had a lot of pain. Now she won't have any pain. If she used to give birth only to girls, she'll have boys. If she gave birth to kids that were more dark-skinned, she'll get kids that are more light-skinned. If she gave birth to short people, she'll get taller kids or whatever. So that's not an etzah then for Chana. It only helps to ease the pregnancy or the birth, but not to make it happen to somebody who didn't happen before. The Tanya, we have a machlokas in the Braisa. The Nixav and Isra Zera, Malamichim Hoysakar and Nefkedis, Divra Bishmuel, that's what Bishmuel said. That if she was not able to get pregnant before, now she'll get pregnant. Omar Le Rabbi Akiva and Cain, Yechul Kola Akoras Kulam Vistatru. Right? And if that's the case, then all women who are infertile will go and go through this process. Right? And it's not a nice thing to happen over here that everybody's going to be using this as a way to have children. Right? So that's not what's going to happen. The Zusha lo kilkala nifkedes, nifsedes, right? And this woman who didn't nebuch, what's it called, go and be miyachid with a man, right? She should lose out. Only the women are going to become sotas. They should be the ones to, what's it called, to gain. Doesn't make sense. Elamalamich, imhoisi, you'll let us betzari, you'll let us bereva, sorry, you'll let us aruchim, shorim, you'll let us labonim, echod, you'll let us shnayim, right? So according to that Mandi Omer, it won't work out. So my Imro Tira. So according to that Mandi Omer, what did she tell the Rabbanu Shem? Imro Tira. Right? If you see, fine. If not, you'll see what I'm going to do. What was she going to do? So Mara says, Dibra Torah Klosh. No, it doesn't mean anything. It just means that the Torah speaks like that. It was a double lush, and it doesn't come to imply anything. So they ask, according to Rabbi Akiva too, if a woman had tsar when she used to give birth, she'll go become a sota, she won't have tsar. She only had girls, she'll use this. So the Marsha says that for a woman who doesn't have any children, to have children she's willing to go through, this is a big deal. But just to have boys, or just to have kids that are a little bit taller, or whatever, to go through this whole process isn't kedai. That we're not afraid that somebody's going to go through this whole process just to have less tzar or whatever. Okay. Ve'estater es yached im acherim ve'ashedeni ba'ali. First I'll be misyached with other people, my husband should be choshed me. And then my husband will be mekanami. Then I'll go and be alone with people, and he'll have to make me a sota, plaster sheker. And you, God, won't make your Torah a lie. So they ask him, how is it going to be over in Nisagaraisa, right? Of an Ashes Ish being the Yachid with some is Nisagaraisa. How could she be over in Nisagaraisa, right? With everything. She won't be over in Yisra or whatever. The Yisra of being alone is the Asr. So they say a few different answers. There's another question for that. One is, what's it called? Who's going to listen to her? Okay, she may want to do this, but which man is going to be over in Isser in order to help her do this? So some say that the halacha is that the man that she's nechshed with, if he can't have children, he also will have children. So she'll find a guy who can't have children, and she'll convince him that both of us will gain. So we're not going to do any aveira, right? We're both going to be exonerated. I'll have children, you'll have children. So a guy like that. Or the halacha is that even if she's nistater with a goy, so she convinces a goy to be alone with her. But the only question is, why will she, how can she be over that iser of yichud? So they say a few different terutzim, similar terutzim. The halacha of yichud by kinui vestira is not the same halacha of yichud when it comes to what's called the iser of yichud. Kinui and stira, if her husband tells her, I don't want you to be alone with this man, even if they're alone in a place that has a door open to Rishus HaRabim, that's called being alone. But for Yichud, it's not Osir. Even if she says, don't be alone with your father, with your brother, there's no Isra of Yichud with a father or a brother, but it's Kinu in Stira. If he's Mekana her, even for the father, and she's alone with the father, it's also she has to go through Meisota. Or the halacha is, if you're Mekana her for two people together, I don't want to be alone with these two men, and she's alone with both of them together. Right? Even though it's not yichud, because two men and one woman is not yichud, but it's still kinu and stira applies. So the halachas of kinu and stira are not the same halachas of the iser of yichud. So there's no kasha. She wouldn't be over any iser, but lemaisa, she would have to be go through the process of the soap. Okay, let's go on. Ba'oni amosecha Al kishkaches amosecha v'nasata l'amosecha. In her tefillah, she mentioned amosecha, your maidservant, three times. Omer Rav Yosi Baruch Haina, gimel amosos halolu lama. Why did she mention three? She could have said that she could have just referred to herself as a pronoun. Why did she have to mention amosecha three times? Omer Chanos Nechadish Baruch Hu, Ribono Sholem, shlosha bidke misa barosa v'isha, v'amri lo shlosha divke misa. There are three things that a woman is checked for, or that attach themselves to her when she's b'makom sakana, right? That we're mocked on a woman extra careful, and the Gemara says that these are the three things that a woman could die from when she's in a sakana, like giving birth. What are they? Ve'iluhay nida chalo hadlaka sanir. Kluma varti alachas meyen, right? Was I over on any of these? Right, that's the reason maybe why I'm not having children. So exonerate me, right? These are not the things, these are things that a woman specifically is held responsible for, then I'm clear in all of them. Okay, Rashi. Bidke Misa, Shalosh Amasos, Dorish Lu Lashon Misa. Right, besides the fact that she said, Amoscha, means your servant, but it also has a hint to the word Misa. So the three amosos is what's it called? The hint to the three things that a woman could die from because they're special for women. Bidke Misa, Shaisha Nivdekes Bohen, Mishasa Sakana. They check this out a woman in time of Sakana to see if she deserves to get out of the Sakana. Shemimtsa Bo Echot Mehen Tumbles. Possible that if any one of those things she wasn't careful by neither, Chala, or Hadlaka Saner, that she'll die. Neither the hadlok saner shal Shabbos, hadlok saner shal Shabbos, al gimel averus halolu noshim nesos, the time of Yom Vesach Shabbos. Okay. V'nosato la'amoscha zera anoshim, my zera anoshim. What does that mean? You should give me the seed of men. If not, the seed of what? Of animals? What's the, why is it zera anoshim? Omer Rav, gavra beguvrin. He should be a man amongst men. This son. Ushmul Omer Zera Shemosheach Shnei Anoshim. She'd give me a child. Chana was one of the Nevios, so she saw the Nevuah. She's going to have a child that will have the potential of anointing two kings. Uman Inun Shol V'David. He anointed Shol and David. Reb Yochanan Omer Zera Sheshokol Kishnei Anoshim. A child that's equal to two people. Uman Inun Moshe V'Aaron. Shmuel was equal to Moshe Aaron. Shneemar Moshe V'Aaron B'Chovanov. Ushmuel b'korei Shmo. So it mentions Moshe and Aaron, and then Shmuel equal to them. And some say Kohanov only refers to Aaron, and some say it refers to Moshe too, because Moshe was a Kohen during the Shiva Shemi Amalui. Ushmuel b'korei Shmo. V'rabonin Amre, Zera Anoshim. Right, the Rabbonin say, what does Zera Anoshim mean? Zera Shemuv l'bein Anoshim. Someone who doesn't stand out. He is, what's it called, is swallowed up amongst people. What does that mean? Kiyos Rav Dimi Omar, lo aruch v'lo gos. He shouldn't be too tall or too short. Lo cotton, v'lo cotton, v'lo alum. Not, what's it called, what's cotton over here? Right, Bach says, nira shu lo dakyo. She's not too thin and not too fat. Okay, not extra fat, not extra thin. V'lo tzokher, v'lo gichor. Not too white or too red. V'lo chacham v'lo tipush. Not too smart or too stupid. Right, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky used to say from this Gemara that one thing he used to misspell when he had children, that they shouldn't be iluyim. They shouldn't be geniuses. Because geniuses are usually strange people. See, one that like Chana said, not too smart, not too dumb. Right, somewhere in the middle. Okay, I don't know if that's a good thing to say around Shmuel Kamenetsky, but in any case, that's what he said. Doesn't say this tefillah's were answered, okay. Shemuvla bein anoshim, Ravdimi meforish lo oruch v'lo guts, and Ravdimi explain what that means, muvla bein anoshim. Alam pirish av, thick, fat, broad. Sochar rus belaz. Sochar is rash on the side here, it says sochar is white, shouldn't be an albino. And gichor shu lovan yosemidai. Rashi says just the opposite. Sochar is red, shouldn't be too red. And Gichor is an albino. And then the side, it says just the opposite. Socher is Lavan, and Gichor is Rus, is red. And he says, it brings from Rashi's other places, that should be the right gear. So. Lo Chacham Yosemidai, Why shouldn't he be too smart? That people shouldn't, he shouldn't stand out, umitoshin, boring, but people speak about him, shaletis bo ayin hara. He'll be the victim of an ayin hara. Okay. Go on. Ani ha'isha ha'nitzeves imcho b'zeh. Homer of Shua ben Levi, mikan she'osur leishe b'sochar ba'amashol tefillah. Says, I'm the woman who was nitzeves imcho. So they say that, what's it called? Tosus over here says, imcho, nash b'sochar ba'amas. Mishum deceiv imcho mole behe. Kolomer shelo hayosha besoch arba amas shelo akim bechamishis. Right, the hey tells me that when she davened, he was four amas away. He was in the fifth amma. That was the extra hey. Okay, so you can't sit within four amas of somebody davening. Rashi hanitzeves imcho mashma afhu imo ba'amida. That Rashi says a different shot. What shot hanitzeves imcho? That Eli was standing. I'm standing with you. Mashmi, he was standing too. From here, you see, he couldn't sit. Wasn't allowed to sit because she was davening. So here, a few things about not sitting. Some say that applies to all the sides. You can't sit in front, on the sides, or behind somebody who is davening Shemona Esrei. However, what's it called? Some say that it's only in front and on the two sides. And the remez to that is Zeh, Imcho Bazeh. Zeh is Gematria 12. So there are 12 amos that you're not allowed to sit. Front, two sides. Okay, if it's mashed by the back, is not a problem. You can sit behind somebody who's davening. However, the Rosh who brings down this remez, Taka says it's also to sit behind somebody who's davening too. Not just on the sides and in front. So what's the Zed? So some say that the two sides are considered one thing. That's one four amas. Four amas on this side, four amas on that side, but the side. Then there's the front, there's another four amas, and behind is another four, is 12 altogether. I was thinking of another pshat. Later on we'll see that some hold that the halach of arba amas only applies to the sides and the back. But in front, you're not allowed to sit in front of somebody who's davening as long as they can see. So therefore, the front, the arba amas doesn't apply. So the arba amas only applies to three sides, but includes the back, two sides and the back. The remez is good, and it also applies to the back. Now, what's the reason why you can't sit within four amas of somebody's davening? So the Meiri says the reason is because you're mevalbel his kavanah. But that's only if you're in front of him or on the side. If you're behind him, you're not mevalbel his kavanah. He doesn't know you're there. The Ramah in the Darkei Moshe says that it applies even behind the person. And brings down a Yushalmi also that says like that. And there's a different reason. Because the person, you shouldn't be able to hear the person davening and asking for his private things. So you shouldn't be within Dalet Amos on any side where you could hear what he's saying. So they ask Lechora, if that's the case, you shouldn't be able to stand next to him either. So it could be, no, shots like this. If a guy's just standing around somebody else, so he's not cautious that you're eavesdropping. But once you sit down, right, so then he's afraid that you're eavesdropping on him. So it's mevalbel his kavon. So both of the things go together. Because if you sit within arba amas, we're afraid that the other person's going to think that you're bedavka concentrating on what he's saying. If you're just standing around within his arba amas, he's not going to worry about that. Okay. Rav Haigon says a different reason. That you can't sit within arba amos because that's a makom hashchina. Front for sure is a makom hashchina, even to the sides, the shchina, but not behind. Behind the person, the shchina, I don't know, but you walk back, right, away from the shchina is not behind you. So according to that reason, behind would be okay. The Shibulei Aleket brings out a different shita. He says these arba amos are not in one direction. You're not allowed to sit within one amma of the four directions. Not an amma in front, an amma behind, an amma on the side. That's shot within the arba amos. In any of the one amma surrounding the person. We don't pass them like that. The Mechaber Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to sit behind somebody davening Shemoneh Esrei. The Ramah says that it's aser. So for Sfarad, it would be mutter to sit behind. For Ashkenazim, it's aser. The Shulchan Aruch also passes that in front of the person, you're not allowed to sit as long as he can see you. Not just arba amos, as long as he can see you. Where the person was sitting came first. Tosu speaks about this. right? The tour, in the name of the Rosh, says that if the guy was sitting before the other guy started Shmoneh Esrei, he can remain sitting. You just can't sit down if somebody's saying Shmoneh Esrei. But if you were sitting and he started Shmoneh Esrei, you can remain sitting. And the Bach says it depends. If it's a place of tefillah, like in shul, and you were sitting and the guy got up to say Shmoneh, you can remain sitting, even though you were in Dalet Amos. But if it's a place that's not made for davening, stop, right? You're stop sitting in a place, and somebody started saying Shmoneh Esrei, then what's it called? You should get up. And Lamaisa Mechaber says you're not mechuyev to get up in any situation. And the Ramah says the Midas Chasidus, that if somebody starts davening Shmoneh Esrei and you're sitting within Dalet Amos, you should stand up. Where the person who's sitting is Osek Batorah. The Gaonim say that the only Isser is where the person who's sitting next to the person who's saying Shmoneh Esrei is Yoshek Batorah. According to this, the reason would be probably that it looks like she's saying Shmoneh Esrei and you're just stand sitting around. Right? That's bad for the person who's sitting. So, Tosfos and the Rosh say that it's, if the guy's Osek, the Kriya Shema, then he's also the Kabbalah, Omachu Shemayim. Then it doesn't look bad, that's okay. The Beis Yosef says, even if he's just saying Korbanos, or Psuke de Zimra, or whatever. The Rabbeinu Yerucham says, no, it has to be Kriya Shema, otherwise this guy's Mekabal Omach L'Shamayim and Shmoneh Esrei, and you're just I'm saying Korbanos, Psuke de Zimra is not enough. Torah, the Tur says, if he's learning, not davening, then it's Osir. And the Beis Yosef says, Mutter, because Torah is also Kabbalah Omach L'Shamayim. And the Levush says, it's only Mutter if you're reading the Torah, you're saying it. Just thinking it, sight reading, that's not good enough to be able to stay sitting. And the Orchis Chaim says even just holding a sefer is enough to be able to sit next to somebody who's davening. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch is matter. If you're Osek B'Tfilah or B'Torah, you can still remain sitting. Person who's weak. So here the Baal HaTamid says a person who's weak, who can't stand up, so it's obvious that he's a weak person. Somebody comes in a wheelchair, right? He doesn't have to stand up. He can sit within four amas of somebody who's saying Shmoneh Esrei. It's obvious the reason is why he's not getting up, because he's weak. The Shulchan Aruch Taka says mutter. The Taz says that it's mutter. He has a kasha l'chora. Eli was a weak old man, and he also couldn't sit down. So they say Eli was machmer on himself, but still we learn the halacha from him, the fact that there was something to be machmer. And what's it called? The Mishnah Berurah says that where it's impossible to move away and you're too weak to stand up, you could be somech on this heter and remain sitting even within Dalet Amos.